Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week where two old guys, and still for just a little while longer, one rather young lady.
What do you mean, for a little while longer?
Once she hits her mid-20s, then it's like...
No, that's pretty. That's
You're just a lady, or a young lady, not a rather young lady.
I don't know. I think it's still rather young, but I'm older than everyone here. So. Nicole will always be rather young lady to me. Like when if I make it to 80, and Nicole's like, you'll be like 50 then. I'll be like, that Nicole is a rather young lady.
Talk about old games. So today, hot off the Eventually list, and one of Nicole's top five, maybe?
Definitely top five.
Top five games.
Damn.
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
The Action Max hit. The Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Where they send you, it's just instructions, yeah. And then they send you a bunch of lead pipes, and you actually construct a roller coaster.
See, I was thinking it was like one of the Universal Studios rides, where you sit down and like... The moving chairs, and then like you're on a roller coaster and you have to like shoot things.
So that's the Men in Black ride.
Yeah.
So I was trying to think about intros, and the intro I thought of, I didn't feel like it was long enough because we're supposed to have Taryn on for this episode, but she may be dead. I don't know. I haven't heard from her. Ew. So
she probably is dead because I haven't seen a Patreon come in from her. So I just assume
true.
She's dead.
We assume that she's dead, and we'll have a dedication to Taryn in a few weeks. We'll have a dedication episode. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah. You guys are going to feel really terrible.
She's dead. Well, they will actually have to do the dedication episode. Yeah. It'll be fine. So... Normally, I'd be like, Taryn will tell like a stripper story for like 30 minutes. I'll be fine. But now that she's not here, I'm going to supplement this story with something completely different. But I was trying, since we're doing Roller Coaster Tycoon, I was trying to think if I have any good stories like at a theme park. And the only one I could really think of was, well, one, when Meg was playing Roller Coaster Tycoon, the only thing she really wanted to build was the log flume.
Okay.
All about the log flume.
Why? You know, does she like them?
She just loves log flumes. Okay. For some reason.
That's one thing I know about Meg. Is that she loves log flumes.
Yeah.
That's like when we go to Dragon Con, that's all she talks about. Just log flumes. Log flumes. For 3 days.
Why don't they have one in this hotel?
Exactly.
It's silly. But all the Six Flags and places that I've been, I've always been with a youth group from church.
Okay.
So when I say youth group from church, it's bound to be a sexual story.
Right.
Because that's just where shit goes down when you live in a Christian conservative part of town.
Hey, when you're driving home in that van and the sun goes down, it's a fucking free-for-all back there. It is a free-for-all.
Well, I wasn't really dating this one girl, but I remember she went to Six Flags with us. And we went on like
St. Louis?
Yeah, I think it was St. Louis. A like Dudley Do Right's log flume or whatever. And it was the only time we were basically unchaperoned was on rides. So if I was going to fool around with her, it had to be on a ride. So I elected like the log flume, it's slow moving enough. You don't go around a lot of corners. Or I mean, it's mostly hidden because you're going up and down. So I was like, gotta finger this girl on the on the log flume.
Was this on the tail end of the hit movie Dudley Do Right, or was like, were they just like banking on the old cartoon?
I think they were banking on the old cartoon because it was the old like animation styles, so.
Like all like it's like all the art like faded, sun faded, and peeling off the. Great.
I would wager it's gone now. It has to be gone now.
Romantic.
all the kids are talking about like Adventure Time, SpongeBob, and Dudley Do-Right. They're all the kids love Canadian Mounties. Like, I remember I finger her on the log rock, on the log flume.
And she's okay with this, yeah. She was like,
no, no, I got in a lot of trouble for it, Dave, because no, she wasn't.
No, I mean, because it sounds really creepy because it's like, we're on the log flume.
You know what that means?
You've got no options.
Where you can't
go. You've got no options.
No, she was down. And I thought I was caught because, like, I had pulled up her shirt at one point. Oh, like, God. I don't know what people are behind us and in front of us. Why this was going to be like, okay.
Wait, so it's not like a two-person flume? It's just, it's like.
Well, it's a two-person flume, okay. But you could see the people sitting behind you, the people sitting in front of you. So I remember I pulled up yeah. her shirt. And she had large breasts, so it's not like people, you could look at them, but you knew what was going on. So, but like, I didn't like watch the path of the log flume first to know like, where are the safe spots in the log flume?
Yeah.
So I remember like, I pull up her shirt just in time to go around a bend where all the chaperones are standing. So she very quickly pulled everything back down and got everything in order.
Yeah.
And no one said anything. I was pretty sure. Really? I'm pretty sure I got caught.
Oh, you,
but no one said anything.
You definitely got caught. Everyone just ignored that.
The teachers were like, let's pretend we didn't see that.
This is a lot easier to deal
with. It's fine.
If she complains that she had nowhere to run, then we have to do something.
But then like years later, like now when I'm thinking about that, I'm just like, I mean, it's a wet ride. And like, when did they change this water in the log flume? Surely, like, we're sitting in puddles, we're getting splashed by this gross water, and I'm have wet hands sticky, you know, using them on her vagina. Like, it's just, yeah, it's gross to think about.
That was
like, I feel bad now. Like, I feel like, hey, we haven't spoken in like 15 years. Did you get like an infection or anything?
Okay?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Are you okay for the parasitic water from the Dudley Do-Right?
Like, I can't think about like. The only thing that might be like more risky is like fingering a girl like in Kentucky Lake while you're swimming. Like that's about.
Yeah, you just don't. You just don't go.
I don't see how you could do that and not get an infection, right. But okay.
I was hoping that you were going to say that you took her shirt off and then you happened to like trip the sensor that takes your photograph on the log flume. Like you've got a photograph.
Everybody buys II. Like why have we sold 30 copies yeah. of photo II?
All of a sudden, Six Flags is charged for distributing child pornography.
But then my supplement to the story, because we talked about senior quotes before, and Nicole, you just brought up looking through Josh's old yearbooks and what a player he could have been, because it's just, you go ahead.
No, his senior quote's depressing.
Well, what's the senior quote?
It says, what does it say? You have the
Death is a doorway, and that's it.
It's reflective of his views on love at the time.
Oh, well, 18-year-old Josh, I'm sure he probably had it figured out like I did.
He was a very emo boy.
So. What's Josh the Hedgehog?
I don't, we need to look that up and post it, though.
They're alphabetical.
I know.
N comes after M, right?
Okay, Josh Nance. Well, he was in HOSA. I don't remember that at all.
What is that?
Yeah, what
he
is
was
that?
In track and cross country for a semester when he was a freshman. But that's in his senior bio.
What is? Did you say HOSA?
Uh-huh.
What is HOSA?
I think it's like the Spanish club, maybe.
Oh, okay. Something
Hispanic,
something America. Spanish America.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it
and
up.
And TSA, which he was actually really active in. So that's the only one that should be on there. But Josh Nance's senior 2002 quote, that it is impossible to love and be wise, by Sir Francis Bacon. Josh was quite the bacon head in high school. Couldn't stop him from quoting Francis Bacon.
HOSA is future health professionals.
Okay. So I was just looking through some of the ridiculous senior quotes. And the very first one, the kid whose name's, you know, alphabetically A, first in the yearbook, his quote is, "Hacky sack rules." So 2002, he still missed the boat.
By about a decade.
Whatever. Whenever I was a senior in high school, everybody played hacky sack.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
It was. I guess it was retro.
That's
by
bizarre.
Then. So.
Yeah, it was. They were playing hacky sack, ironically.
Here's another one. There's just something women like about a pickup man. All right. Yeah.
That's from a song. I had that CD.
Oh, really?
You had that CD? Yes.
What song was it? Do you remember?
Pickup Man's the name of the song.
Oh, okay.
Although, by far, my graduating class is pretty big, and at least 30 people, their quote is, aim for the moon, at least if you miss, you'll be among the stars.
Yeah.
And by itself, that's fine, but when I look at it and just see, like, person after person after person with this same fucking quote. And there was no Pinterest back then, so I don't know what cloud got to everybody to make it their senior quote.
Somebody wrote it on the bathroom wall.
That's beautiful. We should all use that. Also, a lot of people use do or do not. There is no try. That was popular. Yoda,
yeah. I guess that your graduating year corresponded with a Star Wars release or something like that?
Yes. Episode one.
Mm-hmm. We didn't do quotes in my senior yearbook.
I don't know if we did or not.
Life is a garden, dig it. And then in birthdays over here, from Joe Dirt.
What I like about that is that person like had to specifically be like, make sure you put from Joe Dirt in there.
They need to know where I got this.
I believe in giving credit where it's due.
Where's the party at? Is another one from a kid I don't think I've ever seen. I knew most everyone in my class don't know this kid.
You didn't know him because he couldn't find the party.
His entire high school career. Pain is weakness leaving the body. Mm. Okay.
Mm. Is that a lifter?
It ain't bragging if you can back it up.
Mm. Like 80% of
that's from a very intelligent man.
80% of the senior quotes in my yearbook is back that ass up.
My senior quote, which let's see, my clubs were drama, which legit, I actually did that all throughout high school, FBLA, which I joined because they had donuts. Nice. So they were the only club that would serve donuts. So I joined that shit right away.
That's pretty good.
Once a month, free donuts. Okay.
Yeah.
Focus, which was the Christian club, essentially. And the president of the Christian club got caught stealing VHS pornography from Movie Hut.
Why steal
it? That was a big scandal. And like the guy didn't want to get him in trouble. So like the first two times the guy walks in with empty backpack to the adult section, walks back out with a full backpack. He let him do it twice before he said, man,
you
don't need 60 VHS pornography tapes. I'm going to have to call the cops.
Well, see, now he has the internet. He can just open up 60 tabs and not get caught for anything.
But as tragedy is when you cut your finger, but comedy is when you walk into an open sewer and die, from Mel Brooks,
yeah.
Which I actually put time into. I was like, do I go with Shoot from the Moon and Come Amongst the Stars? That bathroom wall was really good, but no.
So wait, that was yours?
The Mel Brooks one?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another one in here that I thought was funny.
I hope there's one in there that says Tadpog Rules. And then, like, you look at the photograph, and it's you, but you're old. You're wearing futuristic clothing.
The older I get, the faster I was.
What?
I don't know.
Just Joe Dirt credited on that one?
Don't stay in bed unless you make money in bed.
What? They let them put that in the high school.
Yeah, that
sounds like a fortune cookie fortune, doesn't it?
Sounds like
some of these do. Mm. What's it sound like?
Like a prostitute's business model.
Do they have business models? Or is it just like go out there and sell that?
I would wager the successful ones have business models.
If you can't run with cowgirls, stay on the porch.
Yeah, I think that's supposed to be get rid of the big dogs.
She's like, no, I like rodeo. I'm going to say cowgirls.
I've seen that shirt on every sweaty, fat 12-year-old, and I'm pretty sure it says big dogs. I'm sorry I said fat, Jacob. I'm sorry. Take it back. Heavy set 12-year-old, but definitely sweaty.
I've also seen carpe diem several times.
Yeah.
So I guess that's I don't know. Carpe diem. Sure, just write it down.
Yeah. Joe Dirt.
So when you write Tupac, how do you is it T U P A C?
No, it's the I write it.
Whenever you write Tupac, physically with a pen, write Tupac.
Whenever I'm preparing professional grade copy for an advertisement, I usually spell it out T-U-P-A-C.
Okay.
But I have seen it with the number. I have seen it with the number.
Nicole, do you know? Do you know the proper Tupac-ism?
I've never seen it with the number. But then again, I barely know who he is, so...
Because there's this very white girl who says, only God can judge me, dash, Tupac, with the two.
You know, it'd be a fun game. Instead of recording, we should just look all these people up.
Well, I like that you said very white girl, as if there are none.
There's one Indian girl in here.
I was going to say, there's one like Middle Eastern. That's about it.
We should look up every single one of these seniors on Facebook and post their senior quote to their wall and just not say anything. I'll do it because they don't know me. They didn't go to school with me. I'll just add them all individually and just be like, carpe diem, period, unfriend.
Don't tell God you have big problems. Tell you problems, you have a big God. I guess they didn't proofread, but again, that one.
If you can't run with the big God, stay in the porch.
Okay, there you go.
That's pretty good. What's up, Internet? I'm Dave. I'm your bespectacled host. I don't have a yearbook, unfortunately. If I would have known that we were doing yearbook intros, I would have brought mine, and we could have had a good time. But it's Easter, by the way. Today, we're recording this on Easter.
Yep.
So pull that curtain back. If you're listening to it on the Monday when this releases, yeah, we did it the last minute. It's fine.
Per usual.
Look, yeah. I mean,
it's a special circumstance if we don't. We're doing it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon as opposed to 10 9 p.m.
O'clock, yeah,
that's
yeah.
normally when we do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we are pretty early, actually.
So, it's always weird recording when it's daylight outside.
Yeah, it is bizarre. So it's Easter. So my dad is in from Houston. I'll ask him about Taryn because she's in Houston now, right?
I think so, yeah. I know Texas for sure.
Yeah. Well, Texas is a pretty small state, so I'll just ask him.
I assume I just wander into Texas. I'll find Taryn. Yeah,
I'll just ask. When I get back home, I'll ask dad. I'll be like, hey, Taryn wasn't here for recording. Do you know what's up? Did you see her at the airport? Or
you guys both live in Texas. You know
happened?
Her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
So he's in, and he is my dad and I are very different people. So it's always kind of – I like seeing my dad, but it's always kind of weird when he comes in to visit because he wants to, like, do man things. He wants to, like, watch college baseball and hey. Here's
– Basketball I can understand given the time right now, but yeah. Baseball –
Not only is it baseball, but it's so they do a series. LSU, he's an LSU fan. So LSU was playing.
You think
I would be like, they call that the World Series.
They do a series. No. Like they all just say they play games like back to back to back to back. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, they do three game series, and that's just what they do. And then whoever wins the best two out of three is the winner of that series.
The prime baseballer.
Yes.
It's called
Alpha. Alpha pitcher. Then if LSU wins the first two games, which they did, they just play the third game anyway. They just play that third game anyway, and you're supposed to watch it and be excited.
That seems silly.
I think it's
totally
it's
silly.
It's more for the people who are there, right?
Well, that's I asked my dad. I was like, why are they even doing this?
I mean, why play an extraneous game whenever your pitcher could be injured?
Yeah, exactly. And he looked at me like I fucking slapped him. And he was like, because this game will affect their stats. I was like,
that's true. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I guess, but what, they're going to like risk injury and like we're supposed to pretend like we don't know who won this series. And he's like, no, it'll affect their record. And so it's important. So why do you play a series then? Why like why even do that? Because like if it doesn't matter –
Yeah.
So it's completely lost on me. So we just ended up watching true crime documentaries for the rest of the night.
That sounds better. Yeah, I like it. I like you asking questions and him just grumbling and picking up the remote and just changing it.
No, no, no.
Which one of these are you going to ask the least questions about, asshole?
Exactly. You want to know how many vaginas this guy cut out? Let's watch this true crime documentary. So Henry's just chilling with us, watching baseball and serial killer.
Dad, why would you cut out a vagina?
God. Why would you, if you only had to cut out, if you only had to cut out two out of three, why would you cut out three?
Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
What's up?
I don't have a story.
No stories.
No story.
I never do. Do you have any baseball? I mean, clearly I didn't have
you
a story.
You were your baseball statistician.
Yeah, whenever I was in high school, I was the baseball team statistician.
So. Can you explain series to me and why?
Moneyball is based off you and just the great, what was your high school? It wasn't... Something else.
No, it was.
It was? Okay.
I mean, we don't have to tell people that.
No, we do.
You can edit that
no,
out.
No, we do. If they have a website, you need to go and come to the archives to find Nicole.
Are you afraid they're going to jump in their time machine and travel back and abduct you?
It's a small town, so.
So, I mean, I'm sure everyone in your town, your hometown listens.
Yeah, all of them, I'm sure.
Because you've done a really good job of spreading the tadpod.
Yes, I share it with everybody.
Yeah. Any like roller coaster stories or?
Oh man, yeah, you should tell a roller coaster story.
Do you have a roller coaster story?
I don't.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I feel like you did.
No, I just wanted to say I forgot to mention that. I feel like every time we would take a family trip to Six Flags or any amusement park, it was all about like finding that cute girl in the park. Like that was what it was all about.
Yeah.
And like, cause you'd wait in these lines forever. You'd wait in these lines forever. And I'd always see that girl who was like, probably about 50 people up, and she was like probably 3 years older than me. And I'd be like, oh, wow, she looks really, really like amazing. And then I'd have to like look at her because I wanted to look at her, but like I'd have to try to do it nonchalantly. So my dad
and jerk off really quickly before anybody would notice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have to like pretend like I wasn't looking at her so that my dad wouldn't be like, oh hey, are you looking at that girl? Let me flag her down for you and embarrass you in front of this whole entire line. Excuse me, miss. My son, I think you're very attractive because that is something that he would totally do. So I would have to.
Let's check for a boner. Oh yep,
there is
looks
one.
Like he's got
I
one.
Mean, not much of one, but it's there. So the entire day would pretty much revolve around like, oh, will I see this girl who's 3 years older than me again? And invariably it would happen, and the whole thing would start all over again. I'd just be like, all right, well, I need to like kind of look at her, but not, okay, look at her, one, two, three. Okay, look at something else. Look at something else. All right, look at her, one, two, three. Okay, look at something else.
But no, I know exactly what you mean. I'd not always be looking for the one I'd see
oh,
her.
Yeah.
I feel like we were both looking at each other.
Yeah.
It's like, I say something? Yeah. No.
You kind of create this fiction, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, I saw her.
I think she's looking at me too. Yeah,
that means something. It doesn't mean anything. And then I also wonder about when you guys went to amusement parks when you were kids, did your family ever take photographs? Or was it just pretty much just enjoy the moment, live in the moment, and just keep those memories dear?
Yeah, I think very rarely were pictures taken. Very, very rarely. And my mom, I don't know, I think I brought up the show before. My mom did not ride rides, period. So she just became the person who would stand outside and hold all your stuff.
Nice. You need someone like that.
Well, see, and I just thought that was a universal rule about, you know, women in theme parks. So I remember like
roles in theme parks.
Yeah, whenever I went with one of my friends, we go for a ride. I just walk up and give his mom all my stuff, and she just like looks at me. She's like, my friend was like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "She's holding all our stuff." Well, she's gonna ride the ride too. What? No, moms don't ride rides. They hold your stuff.
My mom was the holding stuff kind of mom because she did not want to get on any of the rides. Nicole, did your family take photographs?
My family didn't really go to theme parks. I didn't really start going to theme parks until I was older in school.
So. Old enough to take yourself to one?
No, like in middle school, I guess, because our band would go every year.
Did you ever get fingered on a ride?
Not on a ride. That's
not on a ride.
Unnecessarily difficult.
On the way there and on the way back, but never on a ride.
Probably on the way back, right? I
mean, it was dark.
Yeah. I mean, we know what's up. It's always on the way back. The reason I ask is because my mother was a stuff holder and a non-rider. Mm-hmm. So her thing was holding my things, of course, mm-hmm. and then taking photographs of just us. Just us.
Just blurry, awful photographs just, I mean, as you sped yeah, by.
I mean, like, there's thumbs in the corner. I mean, it's just the worst. But it is really fun to look back on those, not because of us, not because of me and her and dad, but, like, to, like, pick out just random people in the background and be like, I wonder if that person's dead.
I do that, too. I wonder what that guy's story is. Yeah. Why do you wear that shirt today?
And like, yeah, exactly. And it's like, I want to post it to Reddit or something and be like, okay, help me find this guy.
Does anybody know this guy?
And then I want to like send them a message and be like, I have a photograph of you. That's it.
I've got one picture of our friend John, not John Turley, but another John, where we're eating at a Mexican restaurant. And I perfectly capture some guy in the background. I don't know, maybe my camera auto-focused on this guy in the background instead of John, but he is just one of the weirdest looking guys I've ever seen. He's just like eating a taco. And it's just like, I want to know more about this weird guy whose hair looks like a buzzy beetle from Mario.
I'm glad that I'm not alone. This is exactly why we're friends, I think. So I'm sorry. I had to bring that up because I totally meant to use that as an intro story and forgot. So Tell us about the ride back from the band trip.
That's okay. I will say that I love roller coasters now.
Yeah.
I used to be like deathly afraid of roller coasters until I was like 17. I did not ride roller coasters.
What was the turning point?
I have no idea.
Had you ridden one before and you just didn't like them, or you just said I just don't.
Yeah,
I rode one.
Whenever I was in like the fifth or sixth grade, and then I didn't ride another one until I was a senior in high school.
What was your first roller coaster?
The one that I did in fifth or sixth grade that I rode. Yeah,
if you remember your very first one.
It was at Six Flags Kentucky Kingdom, which is no longer there. Mm-hmm. And it was whenever you first go into the park to the left, and it was called the Vampire.
Okay.
And it was one that you go forward and you did like a little corkscrew and then you go up. And then you do the whole thing backward. It wasn't very long, but.
Okay. My very first one was the Screaming Eagle at Six Flags St. Louis. And that's why I love wooden roller coasters a lot more than steel ones.
They had one at Opry Mills.
Yeah.
They had a wooden roller coaster.
What was it before Opry Mills?
Opryland.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Before it became a mall.
The one at Opryland I thought was pretty, the Hangman, I think that was it.
Yeah, yeah. That's the one I'm thinking about. Yeah.
I rode, because I remember the first one I rode was the Screaming Eagle, and then it had been there forever, and they had just opened the Ninja. I remember riding the Ninja and being like, Screaming Eagle was just fun. The Ninja scared me because like you just dangled your legs off the steel one, and like after I rode that, I was like, that's okay. I want to go ride the Screaming Eagle some more. I could finger a girl on the Screaming Eagle, so that's what I look for in a roller coaster experience.
You got a bullet point. No, this isn't going to work.
That would be one of my, like if I'm on the show next, it's like, has a red beard, does a podcast, likes to finger girls on roller coasters.
If we ever do a live show, that's going to be your intro. We should introduce each other. That's how I'm going to introduce you.
So, Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Yeah, we should probably start talking
about it.
Go ahead
and just let Nicole take over the show at this point.
That sounds good. I'm just gonna drink my sugar-free Red Bull and listen to Nicole.
Dave, you hear that?
Yeah, it's like the click, 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 click.
You read my fucking mind, man.
We're moving up to the peak. I look over to my ka-chunk. Look behind me.
Put my tits up. There are people over there. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
I hear that. It's actually the Dave reads from Wikipedia roller coaster train.
Yeah.
Roller coaster train. That's right.
Roller coaster flume.
I also want to say right off the bat, Roller Coaster Tycoon is incredibly cumbersome for me to say. Like, it is like a linguistic exercise in order to say that word. It is not a really easy game title, I don't think, because every time I say it, I want to fuck it up. Like, my brain is like, I'm halfway through it, and my brain's like, you're about to fuck it up. Slow down. So that's why I say it weird. I'm always like, Roller Coaster Tycoon. Okay, guys. Roller Coaster Tycoon is a construction and management simulation video game that simulates amusement park management. They just took took four words and made the longest sentence out of it. So that's why we were talking about amusement parks, because this game is about amusement parks.
Okay.
It was developed by MicroProse and Chris Sawyer and published by Hasbro Interactive. The game was released for Microsoft Windows on March 31st, 1999. We could have played this as its anniversary. We're pretty close.
Pretty close.
It's a great Easter game, anyway. It was later ported to the Xbox game console. It is the first game in the Roller Coaster Tycoon series. It's received two expansion packs, added attractions, released in the U.S. as Corkscrew Follies and Loopy Landscapes. Two special editions were released, which contain the original game and the expansions. And that's pretty much it. I've got one of the special editions. I've got the gold special edition, whatever's on Steam. Yeah. That's what I bought to play. That's not in Wikipedia. I'm just saying that. It's a very, very informal Wikipedia entry.
So both of you have played this game before?
Yes.
Yes, I had played this game before.
I have never played it before.
You have never played it.
I have never played it.
You have never played
it. I have never. I never played this game afore.
So you did, but did you play it for the show? You didn't play it?
I played it for a little while. I played it for about 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
And then I was like, all right, I see what's going on here. I see what this game is all about. Meg was like, I want to play it. Great. I will watch you play it, Meg. Here you go. And I watched Meg play it for a few hours.
Okay.
It was like playing it, only
man.
A lot less tedious for me because I just got to watch her and check my phone. And
oh, man. I like how Nicole was like Roller Coaster Tycoon cop. She's like, no, you didn't. You played 5 minutes.
Still played it.
It's such a fantastic game that
put
I had,
the head in, still
I had
counts.
To call you out and be like, no, you did not play this game.
So set it up.
I built a haunted house. Don't act like I didn't play this
that's
game.
That's like the first thing I built too, is haunted house. I'm like, haunted house. Okay, we're going to make this haunted house. And how much should we charge to get in? I don't know, $8?
Yeah, because basically, yeah, I built that. Like, it's Nicole's funny. Like, you need to build an entrance and an exit. Okay. Make a road to connect it. Okay. All right, now you probably need to set maintenance and how much it's going to cost. Okay. All right, now set, you want to do one load right after the other. So, all right.
And Nicole,
turn it on. Okay, make sure it has regular maintenance. Wonderful.
Nicole's laughing, I think, because that's probably how she felt when she was playing Super Mario RPG. Okay, now jump on that. Okay, now jump on that. Okay, jump on that. Run around. Okay, now fight.
Now add a little bit more anger to it, and you've got whatever Josh is telling her to play. Jump over the... Press your button. I'm trying to help you. Don't get mad at me.
Everyone loves instructions that are punctuated by short, sharp sighs. So, Nicole,
yes,
why is this game on your top five?
Because it's awesome.
Okay, why is it awesome?
Because it is pretty much just my kind of thing. Like Tyler said, it's very intricate, and it is like a simulation game, but it's not like like The Sims is more like. No set goals.
Right.
So I guess this is different in the fact that you do have set goals and constraints and, you know, time limitations to achieve them.
You mean in like the scenarios that yes. they give you to choose from?
Yes.
Did you play, I know you love this game. I'm curious how many scenarios you've played and completed.
Between yesterday and today, 4.
That is a lot because I completed 2 and spent, I think, the same amount of time on it than you did.
Well, it approximates to one season being 1 hour.
Okay.
So I played about 10 hours.
Oh, okay. That makes sense then, because I think I got like maybe 5 or 6 in. Did you do which ones did you do?
I did the first 4 on the regular
game. So you went in order.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes.
I don't see a how person would love this kind of game and not do it in order.
So. Well, it's like I was playing it. I was in the second scenario, which I think is called like Dynamite Dunes. Mm-hmm. And it's like it's a desert. And they're like, all right, it's a desert and there's a big roller coaster. I don't know. That's like what the scenario description is. I don't know. And then they tell you make this much money. You have to get this approval rating, and then you have to end with this much money. Like so, it's like a two point goal.
It's 600 approval rating with 250 guests by the end of season 3.
Okay.
You like this game, Nicole?
A little bit.
I mean, you read that off your notes. No notes. Straight from memory. You knew the scenario and the 2-point goals exactly what he was talking about.
So it's funny because, like, here's what I – this is where you're going to start hating me. I'm going to go ahead and say that I really like this game. I think this is a fun game.
But I don't think women should vote.
They shouldn't vote, and they should hold things while we go, right? I got into like the second season of that, and I was like, well, I've already won.
Yes.
I've already met these 2-point goals, mm-hmm. and I just have to wait. Now I just mm-hmm. have to wait for it to be over. And that's not a horrible thing because like it's still fun. Like, okay, well, how much better can I, mm-hmm. how much can I exceed the goal? But at the same time, it was kind of like, okay, I'm ready for the next scenario.
Yeah, I feel like that was probably playing it now when I hadn't played it for a long time versus when I played it when I was younger. It's probably one of my bigger complaints is that, by the time I got to the fourth scenario, though, like the fourth scenario, I was concerned that I wasn't going to be able to meet my goals.
They ramp up difficulty?
It was doubling the park's value.
Okay.
And so I guess the equipment that you have depreciates over time. So like the park value goes into what you have invested. And so like I did the first season and I met the $20,000 target and I was like, okay, cool. So I went off and did something else and let it play in the background and I came back and my equipment had depreciated. So I was back under 20. So I had to like...
Sim depreciation value.
I had to sell off some of my older rides and buy new rides.
Yeah. But you made it.
I did make it.
You made it.
I made it at the end of season 3. I had approximately $23,000 park value with the goal of $20,000. So
I'm a little upset that you said that you got up and left and came back because like I felt if I did that, if I left, that I wasn't committed to this game. So like I sat there and was just like, all right, well, and what's fucking stupid is I'm like, this is how I rolled. I was like, okay, it's March. I'm going to buy a ride. I'm gonna check my profits, and then in April, if I've met this percentage of profit, I'm gonna buy another ride.
Oh, that's a terrible strategy.
So I, well, I'm a graphic designer, Nicole. I clearly don't have things figured out. So I sat there and I did that, and what sucked was the waiting part. The waiting mm-hmm. part sucked, mm-hmm. And it gave it. The reason it really sucked is because it like gave me the time to poke around and fuck shit up. Because I was like, oh well, what if I move this over? Oh no, don't want to do that. Oh, that guy's drowning. Okay, you let one guy drown, and your approval rating pretty much drops.
that's bullshit. One person die. Suddenly, you're a murderer.
I played this game differently than I did when I was a kid, which I probably shouldn't have because when I played this game when it first came out, all that I wanted to do was build roller coasters that murdered as many people as possible mm-hmm, mm-hmm. at the same time, which is still fun, but it's only fun for like 5 minutes as opposed to like when I was a kid and this was like entertainment for 5 hours.
This was Sim serial killer as a kid.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was The Sims. I think that's what happened is The Sims came out, and it was much more fun to murder them than just faceless customers at the amusement park. But I played this game essentially as a spreadsheet simulator. Because I had the financial box open with just tabs, and I just flip through the tabs and look at them and be like, all right, I'm going to do a marketing campaign. Click on that, do a marketing campaign. So it was fun. It was just fun in a different way.
I think that's when I talk like I hated the game. I can clearly see its value. It's just not my thing. And I can see where it's thing for plenty of people. So the way it's set up and all the minutiae, all that is wonderful. It's set up very, very well, and there's so much you can do. I think what really, like, where I was like, okay, maybe I could do this, but clicked me off, though, that I was like, nope, this is never going to be my kind of game, was whenever Nicole and Meg were playing, and we misread the goal, and, like, you thought she had to have, like, 3 times the money that she did, so they're trying to rush and do everything within, like, a month's time. And whenever you're like, open up your money tab or whatever and do your, all right, so we need to have, when we start to do the money breakdown of like the ads and stuff like that, that's when I was like, oh, okay, no, I can't. If I'm building rides and putting people in rides, but then I'm having to figure out like a market strategy on top of it, okay, all right. It's fun enough to watch, sorta, but it's not my thing.
That was my favorite part, was like, I spent all my time pretty much on that marketing tab and just trying to fuck with that to make more money. And like not – like it kind of became like a game within a game, because it was like, how long can I not do anything to my park and still make money just solely on marketing? And that was a fun game. Probably not like the optimized strategy. I'm curious because, Nicole, I know you know what the optimized strategy is in Roller Coaster Tycoon. Like what – I feel like Tyler and I both need pro tips on Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Typically what I do is take out a fair amount of loans first.
Okay.
Typical banker. Typical banker.
Yeah.
I make myself very highly leveraged, and then I start building as much stuff, and I make sure that there are adequate amounts of the amenities in addition to the rides. So you have to have bathrooms, and
right.
You have to have information kiosks, and you have to have places to eat and get drinks.
So you didn't wait until they were begging for it like I did.
These pathways are disgusting. All right, I guess I'll put some trash cans.
That's exactly how I'm like, what's wrong? You don't want a haunted house? I made you a haunted house.
Because the faster that you can get all of your stuff in, the faster you can start making more money. Because if you can't get those rides and food stalls and things in quickly, then it takes you longer to start making more money.
Okay.
So, and I usually start off with it being free to get into the park.
Okay.
Until I get several big rides. And then I'll start a strategy where I increase the upfront fee and decrease the per ride fee.
Okay. Because, you can set the admission fee for each ride.
You can charge for the bathroom if you want.
I thought about it. I thought about it. I was like, oh, you really want to go to the bathroom, huh? 10 cents.
No, I price gouged. Josh laughed at me and told me I was horrible because you can see what the weather's coming. Mm-hmm. And so if I saw that it was going to be raining next, you go in and you jack up the price umbrella of umbrellas. Prices.
I know. That's what, whenever you guys were playing, I was like, man, you guys are terrible, because it's like, customer thinks the roller coaster is a great value. Up, 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 until it's until no one says it's a great value anymore. It's like, why not have a bunch of rides and then go for like quantity over the quality or whatever? Then no. You gotta just raise it up. It's fine. No, fries are $5. It's fine.
That's pretty much how I rolled too. I would just jack the prices up on everything until people started complaining, or like I would see that no one was standing in line anymore. I'd be like, okay, might need to bring that down about 20 cents.
I don't think I would ever go to I have been to a park where they charge per ride, but I hate places that charge per ride. I'd rather pay the upfront fee and go. I'm not into like freemium, you know, microtransaction theme parks. But the only place I've been to that charges per ride way too much with a ticket system is Tater Day.
Oh, yeah?
Though if they had a Sim Tater Day expansion where you could build your Tater Day park, only instead of like $10,000, you have like $100 to build a theme park in Benton, Kentucky. One bathroom,
How much is it?
A bunch of soda.
How much do you have to pay to use the bathroom?
You have to pay whoever's trying to bully you out of the bathroom.
So I like that. That makes sense. I should have texted you, I think, before I played the game.
Well, then after you get to the point where you're making lots of money, then you can start to pay down your loans so that you have more equity in the business. So,
whew, man, this does not make sense to me at all. I'm going to lose my house, Tyler.
Why did I go to the desert to start a theme park?
Josh came into the room. He goes, "Who puts a theme park in the desert?" I was like, "Are you trying to say they shouldn't have theme parks in Nevada?" Like, what?
The first thing I built in the desert was a log flume because I was like, "It's water." If I would appreciate it more. Yeah, I wanted to make the whole thing a water park.
So in the desert, like, you had some pretty big obstacles as far as the terrain.
God, I fucking hated that.
So did you spend the money to level the terrain, or did you try to build around it?
I tried to do landscaping, and like, there's one little hill. There's one little hill like in the west part of the park, and I was like, I'm just going to level this out so I can build like, I don't know, 500 or 600 haunted houses. So I leveled that out.
I want to build a haunted house land. Yeah. Just nothing but haunted houses.
I looked at the expenses, and I was like, that costs like $1,400. I'm going to start building around. And then like that ended up being a headache too, because I built a big-ass roller coaster. Like, the people are going to come to the park for this. This is going to be a great attraction. And then you have to build your entrance and your exit. Every time you build a ride, you have to build an entrance and an exit. What happened was I had no place to put the entrance and the exit. And it was like, in order to like make it so people could get into this ride that I spent $3,000 on, something like $3,000. Mm-hmm. The only way to make it work was to do like $2,000 worth of landscaping. So I was like, I should just fucking level this ground. Yeah. What did you do?
In that particular scenario, I created a section of the park on this side, and then you have the big hill in the middle. And I did the rest of the park on this side, and then I did a chairlift that connected them. I still had a path you could walk, but for the fat, lazy ones, I made a chairlift.
God.
Your fat, lazy customers are complaining about walking. All right, chairlift.
Nicole, you're too good at this game. Because, like, there's no hint of frustration or anything in your voice. You're just like, that's what I did. I made a path, and then a fucking chairlift, and everyone got on the rides like they were expected to.
Well, then the third scenario is where you have to build around a lake.
Yes.
And so that's a little bit easier, but not still too easy, because you can put some rides on water, but not all of them.
That is the scenario that I stopped playing, because I think the biggest thing that I didn't like about this game is the interface. And like the whenever I built a ride, I felt like I got no indication of where people needed to enter that ride and exit that ride.
Whenever you pull it up to build on the left-hand side, and there's the shadow outline of the ride.
Yeah.
The white highlighted section is where the entrance and exit will go.
See, that would have been great if the game explained that to me. Because, like, I know what you're talking about.
Did you do the tutorial?
No, fuck no, I didn't do the tutorial. Why would I do the tutorial? I murdered so many guests in this game. I don't need to do the tutorial. That was my biggest thing, was that I had problems figuring out spatially how people were going to get in and out of the ride. And like, it sucks because like, there is no undo. So it's like, if you build the ride and it turns out that people can't get in, well, then you have to figure out how they're going to get the fuck in there. Otherwise you have to demolish it. Which I guess that's kind of like, that's realistic. That's kind of realistic, but it's also not like, bam, I build a roller coaster. What up? I feel like a contractor would be like, hey, people aren't going to be able to get into this ride. Boston,
build a roller coaster. Build a roller coaster.
And it's like in this game, you're playing all the roles. It's like, that seems like really dumb.
This is Multiplicity of the Game. Yeah. So it's just a bunch of you.
But I feel like someone would be like, hey, I mean, I will build this and totally not let anybody on if that's what you want to do. But I just want to let you know, people aren't going to be able to get on this.
So did you have problems like building your pathways?
No, I never had problems with pathways.
Like, what do you mean they couldn't get on? Like, you didn't have a place. I mean, you should be able to put your entrance and exit there, but you couldn't build paths to them.
The lake was tough because I tried to do that little boat ride. Mm-hmm. And so there's like this little dock area, and I didn't know which way it had to be oriented in order for someone to get on, because you can rotate the dock four directions. And I was like, oh shit, I guess I build it north and then just hope that I can build an entrance north. Mm-hmm. Cause like the entrance has to like, it has to be on a certain side. It's like, right? It has to be on like two of the sides of the tile. It can't be on any four.
It has to be, when you're doing the boat hire, it has to be on one of, or the other where, because it's long.
Yeah.
So it can't be on the ends where the boats come in and out. It has to be on either side of where the, like, fence is.
Right. Okay. See,
but
I couldn't figure that out. I could not figure that out.
I will say that it probably wouldn't have been so easy for me if I hadn't played hundreds and hundreds of hours of this game before. So,
although I think playing it and you're very excited just to show us, it was like when Wiley teaches us a board game, that was the same enthusiasm you showed showing us how to play it. Because even when I start the game, I was like, which lighthouse penguin lets me play the game? Because it's just like, I've got a disk drive and a light. And I don't know.
It's very 1999 PC. Like that is 100%.
But I think the thing you enjoyed, like the thing you got excited the most when you're like, all right, so you sell umbrellas and you can pick the color of the umbrellas. What I like to do is have different umbrella vendors with different colors all over the park. So you just get this, when it rains, it's this beautiful rainbow spectrum of umbrellas going all over the park.
I really like that. And then you can sell balloons. And there's just little things about it, because like eventually every once in a while someone will let go of a balloon and you'll see it fly up to the top. And then you can click on it. And it'll bust. And then you can click on the ducks in the lake and they'll quack. So they're just...
That's good detail. That is really good detail.
I feel like a lot of like the really good sim games have stuff like that.
At any point, is there like a natural disaster, or do you have like a PR incident? Like when that bird flew into Fabio's face, is like, is there any like celebrity incident in the park? You have to do like a recovery campaign and
no,
like
but
is the Six Flags like bald guy come in and like smash all your rides or?
Doesn't that bird flying in the Fabio's face, like that seems like something that was like written by like,
the birds have turned on Fabio years ago.
Well, it's like that's something that's like a joke in 30 Rock or something. That's not something that really happens.
I don't know. I mean, I never had birds as a pet, so maybe I'm just jaded to birds, but bird related incidents, I'm usually that's funny. Yeah. Like the Fabio bird like breaking his nose or whatever on the roller coaster. And then I think it was Randy Johnson, the baseball pitcher, who, when he's throwing that fastball, and then that bird just flies right into it. Just the explosion of feathers.
Birds don't have souls. It's okay.
Oh, man. But yeah, I can't say anything bad about this game other than just it appeals to a certain type of person, and it appeals and it satisfies that type of player very, very well. I think it's a great game that if you like, how would you sell this to somebody, Nicole?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not in marketing.
But you love this game though.
I do love this game. I'd say if you like to be in control.
Okay. Are you a sociopath? Play Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Like, do you like to be in control of every single aspect of something so much so that you can read their thoughts and pick the people up and move them around?
Can you trick a polygraph? Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Read this guy's mind. I am not thirsty. Okay, he is not thirsty. Like I need to employ all of my telepaths in invisible spheres above the park. All right, click on that.
At one point, I had created this disaster of pathways to where everybody was getting lost. So I made all the maps free. They were still fucking lost. So while I was trying to correct the situation and make the pathways not so confusing, it would pop up across the screen, guest 127 is lost. Click on it, pick them up, move them to the exit. And I just did that over and over again. Be like, fucking leave if you want to go.
That happened to me on the Dynamite Dunes.
Did it?
Yeah. But it was probably because of that big roller coaster. No one could get on.
Well, did you, there's little signs you can put if you have a dead end or like an exit that you don't want people to go into, you can put a do not enter sign across it and they won't go in there.
I never bought a sign. That might explain why people get lost. I don't know.
I mean, there's just so much intricacy. Like you have to hire handymans to clean the sidewalks and mow the grass. You have to have security guards or your park gets vandalized.
I like that. Like I really liked all like the staff management and stuff like that because you can break it down to the point where you're telling mechanic number one, all right, you're on these two rides. Mm-hmm. Mechanic number two, you're on these two rides. By the way, they're going to break down a lot mm-hmm. because I've got inspections set for every 2 hours.
It doesn't make a difference.
Oh, it doesn't make a difference?
I mean, it does to some extent, but the older they get, the more frequently they break down. I usually set my inspections to 20 minutes, 10 minutes when they get older, but they still break down all the time.
Does the amount of wait time affect how fast it degrades?
I think that if you have it where... the wait time as far as like how often it goes, I think it does.
Yeah, because I crank that up mm-hmm. to max because like when I built, I felt pretty good when I built that log flume because that I had to like make the queue for that ride longer three mm-hmm. times because like I guess if...
But then you get people complain they've been in line too long.
I know. And I was like, ah, fuck it. I was like, you've been in line too long? I don't know. Let's incentivize you to go somewhere else. Log flume's now $5.
But it's into how often the ride goes, like how often it starts up, also affects your profitability because it'll cost more per hour to run that ride the more often that it runs. So,
I'm impressed by the amount of like fiscal detail this game has. Yeah. That you can, there's a lot that this onion has a lot of layers.
Well, it's good too. Like I never build my own custom designs ever.
I was going to ask you that because you can the rides you can adjust, especially the roller coasters.
The roller coasters, and then the only thing I would do custom would be like the transportation rides, like the chairlift, or if you did like a train or a monorail to take them around the park.
Yeah.
And the boat hire is one, but like roller coasters and things like that, you can do. But then, like you said, you end up killing people, whether intentionally or not. It's kind of hard to get it right.
I did not kill anyone intentionally on this playthrough, but I did unintentionally kill a dude. And it's weird when you're not trying to kill them. I feel bad. I was like, oh, man, guest 137. I'm sorry. I totally forgot that I demolished that path while you were over there. So, like, you just fucking died.
Yeah, I had one person drown because they were on the water tricycles, and there were two water tricycles trying to get back into the station at the same time. And they're too stupid, so they just keep trying to get in at the same time, and then they died. So.
Did you cover up the incident?
Yes, I immediately deleted that ride, and it never happened now.
Sea monster. There's a sea monster. It ate them. Everyone, come to the park. See the sea monster.
Because I was watching you guys play, then I just like, I'm looking at all the guests. It's just like, okay, they're all white. This is not a very racially diverse game.
Whoa, you're right.
Well, did you put one of those signs on the outside of the park that just like, this is whites only theme park? It's like, ah. Oh.
I don't know if Chris Sawyer, who designed the game, or if the company or whatever is British. Because like temperatures in Celsius, and then you hover over the date, and it doesn't say May 14th. It says 14th May.
Right.
So. I thought, you know, Britain, white people, I don't know.
One of the Spice Girls was black, so I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure they have black people in Great Britain. Yeah.
I feel like we should not write them a pass. They all shop at the same place, too. Like, because they all pretty much wear the same shirt.
Red t-shirt, blue t-shirt, all right.
Well, and they're all like, I mean, granted it was 1999. They're all like, they're no women. They're all just like little, they're all people.
All little men.
Little men.
Yeah. It's like, it's... Like
women aren't people?
No, it's like all the theme parks are like 1900s voting rules where you have to be male, white, over 21 and own property to go into any theme park.
It's a privilege, Tyler. Not a right.
Women's suffrage is like, that's another expansion they just didn't want to get into. So,
Did you know, I'm sure that you did, but did you know that you can make the customers invisible mm-hmm. for just whatever reason, I guess, to help you find things? I never had enough customers where it was like a problem finding things.
I had where it wouldn't get to be a problem to find things, but like there were several times where I made the scenery invisible or ride supports invisible so I could see where I was putting pathways and things. Yeah. So and then you can do underground view and underwater view. And
yeah, I kind of fucked with that. And then I was like, nope, not doing that ever again.
How beneficial are like hiring entertainers for the park?
It makes
or your customers. Decor. Like Meg bought all sorts of cacti to put around.
I know this from previously, not this time that I was playing it, because before, whenever I was younger, I spent a lot of time on my decorations. Like, mm-hmm. that's what I did the majority of the time, was decorate my park. And, like, if you have all your rides playing music, the customers will think, the music here is really nice. Or if you have lots of flowers and trees and fountains and stuff, they'll be like, oh, the decorations here are really nice.
Does it affect anything? I was curious about that because I also kind of beautified. Like when I got to the point where it was like, okay, well, clearly I'm not going to like make a lot of money doing this. So maybe I could just make it look nice. Does it make
them happier? Like when you click on them, their face will show how happy they are.
Yeah.
Like it'll be a frowny face or a smiley face or a green face if they're nauseous from riding the roller coaster. So it does make them happier.
Does that affect
your rating?
Okay. And I know like you can get an award for like most beautiful park and stuff like that. At one point, I won Most Disappointing Park. That was a highlight of my career.
I always knew that if I got Best Value Park, that meant it was time to jack the prices up.
Yeah. Everyone's going to show up.
You know what? More people coming in and like enjoying how they spend their money. No.
My favorite promotion would be to, because I cram a lot of rides in there. Just cram them in, as many rides as I could. Cheap rides. Just the cheapest, like... park, like local noble park rides you could possibly get. I just cram them in there, and I'd set a low price for all the rides and a pretty moderate price for entry, and then I'd run a marketing campaign where they could get into the park for free, and then I'd jack up the prices for all the rides, like ridiculously high. And if I ever needed like quick money, that's how I did it. I mean, they weren't happy about it. when I clicked on the customers, none of them were bright, smiling faces.
These fries are not a good value.
No, what they'll say is, I'm not paying that much for whatever. That's what they'll say.
Yeah. I'm not paying that much for Burger Capital B. No way.
Did you name the places, like the stalls and the rides and all that?
I remember the debate of like, man, it would suck having it like go to a different place. If like get your burger at one place, go over and get your fries at another place, get your cotton candy at a different place. That would suck. But I guess at the same time, if you just want French fries, it is a good system.
Well, yeah. I did name my rides and name my stalls and named my handyman and my mechanic.
Yeah. So. What was your naming convention? Names? Just whatever you felt
human.
Like.
Well, if I were naming the rides, like the roller coasters and stuff, I would name it the name of the design.
Oh, okay.
So
like UUA1304?
I think I maybe used one of those designs. The other ones I used were the named designs.
I just like I'd like to imagine the map in your park where it's just like, all right, well, first I'm going to hit up UUA1048, and then I'm going to go to UUAB48.
Who knows hexadecimal? Who can do this? Okay, where are we going?
I didn't name any of them, mainly because I thought it was funny to like see when you're reading your customer's thoughts. I thought it was funny to be like, exactly like you said, Tyler, like, I'm not paying that much for a hamburger at Burger Stall 1.
It just makes you want to go there. Burger Stall 1.
I ran, this was like all of my parks were like if they were run in Soviet Russia.
See, now that makes me wish I could have done like an Erstroyska park, which is the very, very perfectly organized. This is the most bland rides.
Oh, that would be good. Because, yeah, you could change
the
paint colors.
You can change the colors, yeah. Yes. You can make them all gray.
Entrance fee is just astronomical. No exits.
They go in the haunted house. They're like, this is pretty nice. Pretty nice.
Two bathrooms, $10 a use. Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it never only once you succeed at your goals underneath the scenario, then it's just done. There's not really an ending. You can just keep playing.
You can
keep going. Yeah,
infinitely.
Yeah. And because you can invest in, we even talk about research and development. You can invest different levels in research and development, and it will determine how quickly you get new rides or new food stalls and whatever. And so after
R&D hamburgers.
Yeah, after you finished your scenario, you can keep going and you'll keep getting new stuff. So I guess if you wanted to go through and see all the stuff you can get for that scenario.
What about I didn't mess with it, but I saw it on the menu, the real parks.
Mm-hmm.
What's that all about? Are they like
based on
Disney
parks
World
and
shit like
life.
That?
Yeah. There were not any that we had heard of because we clicked on them, but yeah, they're based on real life parks.
Because I've really only heard of like Six Flags, Disneyland, and then Holiday World, which is a local theme park.
What's the
Cedar Point?
Yeah.
Cedar
that's a
Rapids.
Big famous one.
Cedar Point. We used to have a theme park in Paducah, like right by the mall. Do you remember this?
We used to have Noble Park. Used to have all those.
I remember being really little. Noble Park had like metal, like sheet metal rocket ships bolted into concrete. Yep. That was the rides. And then I guess kids were dying jumping off the rocket ship onto concrete.
I don't know. They had a haunted house there. I remember that. I remember going on the haunted house ride with my cousin who was older than me and like way more athletic and like just physically able. And I remember him being scared. And I remember thinking, I'm like 6 years old. I remember thinking, pussy.
No, we used to have like a Wild West themed small theme park right off the exit for the mall.
I do not remember this.
And it was I went once. It was so shitty because it was.
Did you know it at the time even?
Any Paducah, Kentucky theme park on an off ramp is not going to be because it was half theme park, half miniature golf. The miniature golf did much better than the theme park. But you would go in, like, I remember it was hard to get there because you would come up on the exit and you could see, like, the Ferris wheel and then, like, find your way back there. And it's just, like, the most depressed 15-year-old kids running these rides dressed in, like, somewhat of a normal theme park uniform but also with, like, cowboy flair. It was very weird.
Nice.
And it's, like, you see one kid just, like, doing the Charlie Brown walk between the bumper cars because there was a Ferris wheel, bumper cars, a few like small restaurant stands.
So they essentially just bought everything from the park when they closed the rides down.
Yeah, I think it was like maybe it lasted like 2 or 3 years maybe before it. And now it looks like nothing was ever there. You never know.
Yeah.
If you hadn't seen it,
we should drive by there, check it out.
So check it out. See if there are any like haunted rides there.
We should do an investigative report to just bother the Bed Bath & Beyond that's there now.
I'm surprised now they're going to be. Oh, I'm not surprised you don't know. But I'm surprised you don't remember it, Dave. But I bet other people. I wish Taryn was here because she'd be like, oh, I remember seeing that. I never went because it looked terrible.
Well, Taryn's dead and we need to accept that fact.
She finally texts me.
Oh.
So
from
she's
beyond
not dead.
The grave.
She's not,
It's an EVP.
So she's not dead. Just, I guess you have to see your family when you're only in for Easter for 2 days.
Womp womp.
Womp womp.
I mean, but I just left Nikki alone at the house with my dad to watch Unsolved Crime Mysteries. No baseball on Easter. Well, just gonna go right to the murder and rape cold cases.
Here, watch 6 hours of Ice-T talking about special victims unit. It's fine.
She's down. They're probably actually having a really good time without me. Because I'm the asshole who sits there and watches SVU, and I'm like, oh, well, clearly he did it. Like 5 minutes in. And then like we just go through the whole episode, and then 45 minutes later, I look over, I'm like, I told you.
That's the equivalent of watching Magic with Josh's ex-girlfriend. Yeah. It's not real. That's not real. He didn't know. That's not real. Yes, it's not real. We don't think that this man has made a sorcerous blood pact with the devil in order to make small objects disappear. We know it's not real.
That's why I like the episodes of Law and Order that actually involve a trial, because I'm like, Nikki will look at me and I'll be like, I don't know how this one's going to go.
Call Tyler. He plays Phoenix, right? He'll know. Yeah. Get him over here.
Someone probably going to get shot on the court steps. I don't know.
Probably.
I mean, that happens a lot in that show. And it's been on for so long that I feel like.
Plus, that guy on the court steps with the box of flowers. He's up to something. Up to something.
It's been on so long that I feel like they can just reach back 12 years and be like, yeah, we can reuse this plot.
Yep. Well, so those were a Law and Order heads who were like, wait a minute, wait a minute.
And I love it.
Wait a minute, Dick Durbin.
You see an actor that's like played a different role like 2 years ago. And you're like, wait a minute, is this connected?
You guys have anything else to say about Roller Coaster Tycoon?
It's an old game. It's an old game. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed playing it. I enjoyed it in a different way. Not very good at it, but that didn't seem to stop my enjoyment. It's less frustrating than Blood Bowl, and it's easier to forgive my mistakes in Roller Coaster Tycoon than it is in other games because it's bright and happy, and I kind of feel like, you know what? It feels like any situation I can recover from given time. Mm-hmm. I would totally recommend it if you haven't played it. I thought about checking out the sequels. I haven't. I've never played them. Have you played them, Nicole? Mm-hmm. Are they better or what do you think?
They're as good. Yeah. They're just as good. Yes. I would recommend them.
I'm surprised. I would have figured you for a RCT purist and been like, they don't have the magic. None of the sequels.
No, they're all really good. So.
Okay. What improvements are made in the sequels, in your opinion?
In the second one, you can change the uniform colors of your employees.
That's pretty good. My favorite thing was in the Dynamite Dunes, I changed the entertainers from wearing a panda costume to a tiger costume. It's pretty fun.
No, I mean, they're just as good, and it's the same premise. You get different, you know, scenarios and updated graphics and things. But
okay,
does the UI improve and stuff like that? Because I felt like it was, the UI was clunky, but forgivable because it was 1999. Like, right. I mean, that was just pretty much the standard. It was doing just what PC games did at that time. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to detract anything from it. But it was weird going back to it. Like, yeah. Tyler, you said, where it's like, the title screen has like four square buttons on it, and it's like a lighthouse. A lighthouse with a disc. Some penguin. So, I don't know.
It's the oldest PC game I think I've played that I've been like, all right, this still totally works.
Yeah, once I'm in the game, it didn't feel too old or anything like that.
It's not like Inca where it's just like, nope.
Hey, Tyler, your beard's itching?
My beard itches.
And you're itching it
itchy,
over there.
Itchy beard.
I was
just pondering philosophy.
Oh, okay. You don't want to do this for like 2 more hours?
No, that's fine. No, that's fine. I'll just ponder Kierkegaard while you talk about uniforms.
Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've had a lot of fun today. I've had a lot of fun talking about Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Well, I've got a couple really important questions for you. Mm-hmm. The first of which being is, if you were to give this game a beard that summed up how you feel about it, what kind of beard would you give it?
I thought long and hard about this. So I wanted to go a more business style beard, but I guess it's sort of a beard that's not for everybody. Some people love this guy or hate this guy, and overall I just think he's funny looking. So
it's the guy eating the taco in your photograph.
I want to, because his face looks like maybe there's a beard somewhere underneath there, and he has just constructed like a clay chin to cover up his beard. So I'd have to give it, because he's the closest thing I've seen in real life to the human clay face from Batman. Mm. So like Mark Cuban's strange like clay chin.
Uh-huh.
And non-existent facial hair, like at all. It looks like he has so much money, he had him close up his pores, so it's fine.
Okay. All right. So construction, I
guess. Business.
Get it. Yeah. It's a beard simulator.
Yeah. There you go.
If you were to give this game, Tyler, a pair of glasses, mm-hmm. what kind of glasses would you give it?
I had to go with the glasses that they still work. They're good glasses. They're Nicole's retro glasses. Right? They are Nicole's glasses, but her pink ones she had before, the black frames that she has. Okay.
Because they're a little bit older.
It's older. It's more of a early 2000s style of vibrant pink glasses. Mm.
Tyler, if you decided to buy this game on Amazon instead of Steam, where it's $5, uh-huh.
if you want to get all the parts to build an old PC that'll run it.
Well, I'm curious how much this game is on Amazon used. What do you think?
I want to say there are no applicable entries.
Okay. All right. So say zero.
Zero. Zero.
Nicole, what do you think? If you were to buy this game used on Amazon, how much do you think you'd pay for it?
A penny.
A penny. Okay. Actual retail value of Roller Coaster Tycoon used on Amazon. It does exist. There are, at this time, 58 listings for Roller Coaster Tycoon on Amazon. You can get it used for 63 cents.
Because like some guy's just going through like a box in their attic like, hey, Roller Coaster Tycoon, I bet I could sell that now. I'll just go on and put this cracked old copy of like the Roller Coaster Tycoon disc. Like, hey, it's before DRM. It's still good stuff.
I mean, sell two of these, I can get a Coca-Cola.
Or what I think, if you have a copy of Roller Coaster Tycoon, put it up there for 63 cents. And then take that 63 cents and give it to the Tadpog Patreon. Because it's the same cost as a Coke. That's a good, almost that's a good Coke. Segue. Yeah. We would love your 60. We would love one copy of Roller Coaster Tycoon from you every month. 63 cents. That'd be great. We would love that.
Some people supported us on Patreon.
That's true. We definitely need to talk about that.
I don't know. I guess I didn't get email notifications on some of these, but listener Chris Edler, he has donated to the Patreon. Thank you. He is big into pinball and has been asking us if we would do a pinball episode and have him on because he is really into it. And you and I know nothing about it other than I know that I'm pretty horrible at it.
Yeah. I mean, I've always liked pinball, but yeah, I'm not good at it.
And that's a pretty old game. Pinball's a pretty old game.
Pretty old. It qualifies.
So I definitely want to get him on at some point to talk about that. And we also got one
from... We might call him our pinball archmage.
Pinball wizard?
Well, I feel like there are so many pinball wizards. He could have been a pinball wizard before, but now that he's given money, we can promote him.
Okay. As the pinball archmage?
Pinball archmage.
Okay.
Because grand wizard has a different connotation to it entirely, so we don't want to go in a direction.
The pinball grand wizard. also, Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue has donated to the Patreon. So
he wanted to make sure he donated the most.
And he did.
So he upped the other highest bidder by 18 cents. Yep.
So he is currently the he currently has the most stake in Tadpog.
Yep.
Congratulations, Exalted Lord Mike. And thank you very, very much.
Paul Kluhl of What's Paul Playing Today, he's going on a series of Far Cry 4 videos that are entertaining. So yeah,
he's actually streaming right
I'll
now.
I'll link that. Yeah, there we go. The Easter streaming of Far Cry 4 is the way it's been.
I don't know what he's streaming. I just got a notification because I follow Paul Kluhl on Twitch, which everyone should do because then you'll get a notification when he's playing a game like maybe Blood Bowl. So you can kind of like see, you know, what he... how he strategizes and how his opponent strategizes. So, I mean, that's good. I mean, there's other reasons besides that. It's entertaining, but you can also totally, totally scout out other teams in the league.
And let's see, Color Mage John Sullivan, Mario Italiano is closer and closer to an iOS release.
Yeah, I think they had an Australia release.
Yeah, so everybody should go in, like that page, get on the ground floor for that game. And I wanted to ask Chandra directly. I saw something on Reddit today, and I was like, man... if Chandra would make this for us to put in the annex, that would be fantastic. Because on Reddit, somebody had knitted a bag of dicks. So it was a knitted brown bag with these tiny knitted dicks. And then a little sign tied to the thing that said, bag of dicks. And I think that would look great in the annex. So if Chandra just like laying around, has some extra brown and cream, what is the color of human skin? What is that?
Not even going to go. I'm not even going to touch that conversation, but I now know your dick preference.
Well, the ones in the picture. I'd like dicks of all colors, Chandra. Don't give me all white dicks. I want a menagerie of dicks. So if you have extra yard, I just want to like... check out the dicks around the world. Make a view. Is that about Tadpog?
Check out the dicks of the world.
Well, then we'd love to make your title even longer. Soul Sister Yarn Sorceress. Chandra.
That sounds good. I like that. Also, man, we need to play Oddworld.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we need to play Oddworld. She tweeted about that the other day. We need to play that. We haven't done it yet, Chandra. We will.
I will put it into this year's schedule,
good,
Chandra.
Good.
So we can't tell you when it'll be done, but at some point in 2015, it will get done
eventually.
Any other housekeeping things you need to do?
I don't think so. I mean, no. Okay. I want to thank Nicole for being on the show, definitely.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for making it where I didn't have to do that much.
Thank you for giving me an excuse to play this game and not feel guilty because I wasn't doing something more productive.
You don't need an excuse to play
a good
game.
It's okay to have fun sometimes. Yeah. It's all right. No. Do we always tell you to like when to have fun time? If we organize your fun time, will that be better for you?
I just think for like the next month, my fun time will be limited. And after that, I won't feel so guilty about doing fun stuff. So
I know how that is. When you got a lot going on, it's tough to do something that's enjoyable.
It's tough to suppress that guilt that comes along with you saying, fuck it, I'm just going to do this. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. So you don't miss the next episode, we'll be talking about the next list that we're going to do this year for Tadpog.
Mm-hmm.
Big announcement. First time talking about the next list that we're going to do.
It's Action Max Games.
What are you talking about?
We did the first one already, remember?
I don't remember that.
No?
No. I have no recollection of that.
Weird. Okay.
It's weird. It's like one of my friends choked me out again and I lost a day of my memory.
The top 100 Action Max games. We just did The Rescue of Pops Ghostly.
I must have done way too much cocaine. I don't remember what you're talking about.
We just did it.
I don't know. I don't remember.
You remember? You don't like the puppets? They were spinning. We did that Land Before Time.
I mean, I play puppets. With puppets. I have a ton of puppets. People say the annex is super creepy because I have hundreds of puppets hanging from the ceiling.
But you know what? They just don't understand.
It's like an Addams Family vault of puppets in here. It's crazy. You know what we still like? We actually, sadly, have now received our first 1-star review on iTunes.
I feel like we've made it.
I thought, I was like, maybe, it was on April Fool's, so I was like, maybe they're just joking with us.
You texted me that, and I was like, I don't want to crush Tyler. Maybe. Like, I'm pretty sure out of 104 people, one person hates this show.
Yeah. And it was last week's show, so it's like, maybe they just didn't get it. Maybe they didn't know what's going on. This is terrible. 1-star. No comment because I don't want to actually say what's wrong with it. But 1-star. But what we really can use is 5-star written.
We have to counterbalance that 1-star.
This, whoever that person is really dragging us down. So we could use your help to help promote us, to get better on iTunes, because now we're doing a little worse than we were before.
Yeah, that's always encouraging.
So if you want to help us out, not be a little worse, go to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, write a review in there, and we'll further incentivize it by, if there's a game you want us to play or a guest host you want for it, just write it in a review. Leave that in there. Mm-hmm. And we promise, whatever you put in there, we will get to it eventually.
Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about, I guess, some other list, since Tyler clearly doesn't remember the show that got us a 1-star review on iTunes.
Maybe that's why I've suppressed it.
In the meantime, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. We're on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/tadpog. There's a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit. Tyler normally makes an episode post, and that's a good place to let us know how you feel about the episode. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome, I realize. Thank you for everybody who is favoriting our tweets, Nicole, retweeting our tweets, Nicole, and just generally tweeting at us, Nicole, once again. So we really do appreciate it, and it makes my day a little brighter. It really does. I love reading that stuff. You can call us if you want. Leave us a voicemail or send us a text message. If you do the voicemail thing, try to keep it under 3 minutes. We love questions. Feel free to give us a call at 270-883-2555. If you want to donate $8.19 per month to Tadpog, you can do it at patreon.com/tadpog. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying you can't.
If anybody wants to one up Lord Mike, he's so cocky at this point. He's so cocky.
Yeah.
He's just sitting there on top of the mountain, just looking down, just in judgment.
But don't feel like you have to.
Don't feel like you have to. How do you want to close this out?
Nicole's choice.
First of all,
what if we do? She's not going to do it. She's going to sit there solemnly.
First, you should say that your intro and outro song is Moves by Sycamore Drive.
Okay.
And whatever we do, I am going to participate because I promised Jacob that I would.
Oh, really? Did Jacob call you out on your non-participation? <Yes. laughs> Which one was it?
A culmination. He's like, come on, you got to start doing it.
All right. Well, then you get to pick.
You're going
to
take this opportunity to make you break one of your marriage vows and do it like Josh.
No, we can't do that. I like it when Josh and Nicole are on the show together. And if we do that, we're gonna create a rift and we'll never have them on the show.
Yeah.
I think Nicole should pick. You're gonna do the voice.
Something roller coaster related.
Okay.
So Daffy Duck.
What?
Huh?
I just like to see Nicole try to do a Daffy Duck impression. I don't know.
You could just scream it. Like you're going down a roller coaster.
Or a log flume.
Or a log flume. We'll all sound like we're getting fingered on a log flume.
Nicole, you said you'd do it. You've committed. You can't just shake your head.
So now I hope she's like, Trouble Capricorn. That's how it is whenever I get a finger. Yeah.
That's how I was going to do it.
Tropical, like, stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
I'm trying to enjoy the ride.
Later. I'm not a seventh grader. I don't even like that. Why are you doing that?
Later on the ride home.
I'm in my 20s. We could do straight up crazy person, trouble, classic.
Classic hobo.
Classic hobo, trouble Capricorn.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
All right. Down. Original flavor.
Okay. So until next time.
Tropical Capricorn.
I stopped halfway because I wanted her to be more prominent.
That's why I don't do it. That's why I don't do it. So there you go. There you go, Jacob. That's why I don't do it.
Capricorn.
You can blame Tyler.
Squirrels are like, they're just barely better than a rat. They're tree rats. Squirrels are tree rats.